The alternative sounds of the 60s and 70s
toward the unknown region.
Let's head toward the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Here comes
Radio Mi Amigo from the LB8B.
Just to Zip. Nicola Davies. Infatuation. A word I would come to know the true meaning of as time went by in my teenage years. That's on SNB Records, subsidiary of CBS. The catalogue number was 553627. SNB stood for Simon Napier Bell. Producer of the day, we began with Leroy Reed, the fiddler, on Blue Cat Records, and we ended the last hour with Leroy Reed and Great Surprise, also on Blue Cat. So two singles by Leroy Reed this week, the 2nd of August 1968. They were BS127 and BS125, with a different artist on the other side. The Untouchables, actually. We will play at least one of those other side, B-side, in a moment. But they could have put both of Leroy Reed's songs on one single, couldn't they? But that was the marketing ploy of our reggae friends. And it's almost a reggae fest this week. There's a good... you know, my brain's not working quite as good as it normally is. And you may think it doesn't normally work too good either. And we heard Raymond Froggatt in the last hour. Just a little bit of love on Polydor. And that one, yes, that one was Nicola Davies' Infatuation. These are... Now, they're not The Barrier and Tide Is Turning on Philips Records. It should be. It's unclear at 45cat.com, where I've gone to find out more about this single, whether the version I'm going to play you now is The Barrier under a different name or not. Anyway, this is Tide Is Turning, and it's Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch.
I walk alone on You're tuned to Chris B. Not just listening, but joining in with those tunes you know so well.
Baubles and Bangles. That's the B side. The A side. And that's the sound outside of the studio where I am right now. On the A side, you can understand. You can understand me. That's the Mike Stewart's band. They did eventually change their name to Leviathan and released a legendary album on it. Yes, the voice is going, isn't it? On Elektra Records. In fact, at one time, I seem to think they released 3 or even 6 singles simultaneously. It was the complete album on a set of singles, but that might be an apocryphal story, I'm telling you now. Before that, The Barrier or Dave. That was actually Dave D. Dozy, Beak and Mick and Titch. The song was recorded by The Barrier, and I'm not sure whether 45 Cat was telling me that it was the same band or not. This is Jason Sims on Domain Records, D5. It's Got to Be Mellow. If only this was...
It's but a little lad did. I used to watch mommy and daddy, and the only thing that I could do, yes sir,
about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Stars shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty-night and kiss me, just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you, sweet dreams that leave all worries behind.
you're correct. It's not Mama Cass. It's not the Mamas and the Papas. Dream a Little Dream of Me on CBS. Released on the 2nd of August 1968, as are all of these singles. We're picking from 46 released on that day. And we're using issue number 230 of the new singles, a weekly listing of 45 RPM recordings. Was Anita Harris before her. The Untouchables, that was one of those B-sides I talked about, of Leroy Reed's two singles he released this week on Blue Cat Records. That was called Khaki. Before that, Bill Black's combo, Turn On Your Love Light on London Records. And then Jason Sims began it all, It's Got To Be Mellow on Domain Records. Hinge, I've never heard of a band. This band called Hinge, they're on RCA Records. I was hoping for some prog psych long lost gem, but it's not quite. You'd Better Go Home and Village Postman. It's time I went home, isn't it?
Never listening to Chris B.
Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
I'll sing a happy song and then I'm just hey on my way, hey on my way. I'll move along on to another place and day. On that day I started out about a thousand years ago. Oh, oh, I'll go and sing and shout, I just might head for Mexico. And so I cop a walk and I ride the rails, keep moving. So I sleep in parks and I sleep in jails. Life is groovy, groovy. I have got no worries and I have got no bread, got no bread. No need to hurry, so I'll laugh and sing instead, sing instead. I watch the sun come up and see it's in at night on the sight. And also fill my cup and feed my appetite. And so I cop a walk and I ride the rails, keep moving. So I sleep in parks and I sleep in jail. Life is groovy, groovy. So when I want to get around, I hop a freight and just dig out another town. And so I cop a walk and I ride the rails, keep moving. So I sleep in parks and I sleep in jails. Life is groovy, groovy. I'll sing a happy song and then I'll just be on my way.
You know, I've tried to lead that kind of life, that kind of outlook, but life is groovy. I was on BT Puppy Records, the US double quartet, made up of the Tokens and the Kirby Stone Four. But that was on, that was what was on the label, US double quartet, Life is Groovy. Before that, sounding better than I remembered it when I found it, first of all, only 2 days ago, The Hinge and You'd Better Go Home, coupled with Village Postman. These are the Righteous Flames and You Don't Know.
You never heard of keys before.
wasn't hard to do.
You know, it's strange how some not cared for records have lots of scratches at the start and then they become perfect towards the end. But that one started off not too bad and scratched to high heaven towards the end. The Righteous Flames and You Don't Know on Coxone Records. These have been the new singles for the 2nd of August 1968. There were 46 released on that day. These are the Richard Kent style on MCA Records, Crocodile Tears, and the A-side, Love Will Shake the World Awake.
Now all the king's horses and all the king's men can put the world together again. If somebody blows it apart, I hope that the law from you and me, nobody's sister that we can't see.
Turn them on with a thought in your head. Other
Chris B. Aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Songs.
Your love, baby.
Your Love on Caltone Records. Pretty purdy that last one was, and soul clapping. And then this next one is called Soul Poppin'. It's almost an invitation for some DJ cliches.
Plus some sounds from the mounds, dig my smashes from the ashes. Hear my righteous relics, you don't need psychedelics. Now you all heard of the bird and debauch, gonna burn your bra and do the slop. Done the cakewalk, the club dance and the corroboree, the Popeye, the pony and the parda. Three. You done the dog, you done the jerk, your hair's too long, you out of work, all you eavesdroppers and finger poppers, soul sisters and dial twisters, guys and gals and groovy grannies, listening in, turn up your tranny.
Say, sing along, hip!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2!
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1.
Yeah, this is Johnny Jones and Soul Poppin'.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a selection of the 46 singles released on the 2nd of August 1968. That was Joe Higgs, You Hurt My Soul on the White Island record label. We're going to finish with Kitty Can, the Bee Gees, which we began with, but except this will be the stereo LP version. And there's a great video which I'll put on today's page at towardtheunknownregion.com. So many thanks for joining me for all this finger popping, eavesdropping, soul clapping, soul popping, groovy tunage with me, Chris Bent. This is Lynn Tate. Why am I treated so bad? I'll be seeing you.
Head toward the unknown region with Chris B.